The Scarlet Letter, Chapter 1. In the Boston, Massachusetts was only a small town. Outside the town, there was a small dark building. This was the prison. One morning in June, a large crowd of people waited outside the prison door. They wore dark clothes. Hester is a child of the devil, said an ugly woman in the crowd. That is right, said a man in a tall gray hat. Why don't they punish her with fire? Why don't they kill her? A third person wanted to know. Be quiet, somebody called from the front of the crowd. They are opening the prison door. The crowd was quiet. The door opened and a small man in black clothes came out. A woman in a colorful dress followed him. She was a tall woman with a strong, beautiful face and large dark eyes. Her long black hair shone in the sunlight. There was a baby in her arms and a big red letter, A, capital A, on the front of her dress. Look at her, one woman in the crowd said angrily. Those are not the clothes of an adulteress. This is not punishment, the man in the tall gray hat said. The governor is too kind. The woman will have her punishment, the small man in black clothes said loudly to the crowd. She will stand in the town square for 4 hours. Everybody will look at her and see her sin. He then turned to the woman with the baby and said, Come, Hester, show your scarlet letter in the town square. Follow me. Hester followed the small man throughout the crowd, down the road to the town center. She walked slowly and held her head high in the town square in front of Boston's earliest church. She stood on a high platform with the baby in her arms. The townspeople followed her into a square. They wanted to see this sinful woman with a baby but no husband. Some people looked at her quietly. Other people shouted at her angrily. Hester held the baby to her breast and thought about her home in old England. She remembered her mother and father, and then she remembered another man, a thin man with a tired old face. This man was her husband. First he took her to Europe, to Amsterdam. Then he wanted to start a new life in New England. He sent Hester before him. She arrived in the small town of Boston and waited for him, but he never came. Now, 2 years later, she stood on a platform in the middle of town with a scarlet letter on her breast and with a baby in her arms. 1,000 eyes watched her, full of hate. Suddenly, somebody spoke above the noise of the crowd. Listen to me, Hester. Hester looked up. There was a large house near the platform. John Wilson, the oldest church minister in Boston, stood at an upstairs window. He looked down at her with cold gray eyes and said, Hester, your minister wants to talk to you. Listen to him, please. The people in the square and Hester looked up at the young man next to Wilson. It was Arthur, one of the youngest ministers in the town. He looked at Hester for a minute with sad eyes and then started to speak. "Hester," he said, "you have to tell us the name of the child's father. It will help you in the eyes of God. Tell us, please." "I will not," Hester said. "Woman," John Wilson said loudly, "listen to good young man. Tell us the name of the father. Say that you are sorry. Then maybe we will take the scarlet letter from your breast." "Never," Hester answered loudly. She turned to the young minister again and looked into his eyes. "The scarlet letter is not only on my breast," she said. "It is inside my heart. You cannot take it from me." "Speak," somebody in the crowd shouted. "Give your child a father." "I will not speak," said Hester. "My child has a father in heaven. She will never have a father in this world." Hester stood for 4 long hours on the platform in the town square. The old minister shouted at her, but she didn't listen. She watched the crowd. She couldn't take her eyes off the angry face. Then, at the back, she saw an old man. He had a tired and gelatin face. He looked at her with a strange smile. "No, this is not possible," she thought. The baby in her arms started to cry.